Just a weird friend sitting around talking about all this weird stuff now.
We have Terry Miller and Stacey Huback taking you off the beaten path. Hello, everybody. This is Terry Miller from OTBP and Kind of a Big Deal. So we are excited, Doug and I, to announce our brand new podcast that we are having coming after the coronavirus pandemic and everything starts to get back to normal. So something awesome to look forward to. It's called Carpool Podcast, where we join up with our friends and we have fun and talk to them about many different things. So get to meet our friends and have fun along the way for an awesome ride. It's Carpool Podcast, coming soon.
Hello, good people, and welcome to OTBP and Kind of a Big Deal crossover episode. Terry is not with us this week, so Stacey Huback and I are joining together to bring you an episode that crosses over to a podcast. So let's jump right into it before Terry fires me and leaves my ass behind in his mother's attic.
Wait. How was your week?
Yeah, that's what the first topic is.
Oh my God, he's going to be so proud of me.
Yeah, that was a joke that he added there. That wasn't my joke.
You're like reading his jokes off of the paper.
Yeah. It's weird. All right, so how was your week, Stacey?
Besides being in pain for my herniated disc, it's been okay. How about yours, Douglas? Or should I call you Paul?
It doesn't matter. You can call me whatever you want.
How is your week going?
Not that bad. I mean, I'm not dealing with a herniated disc like you, but my back has a disc that slips a lot. And I just have to wait for it to go back in on its own, because the chiropractor, whenever he fucks with me, he always hurts me worse. So
yeah, I'm
better off without all that.
I haven't been to the chiropractor in ages. I want to go, but I can't because corona, and that's why my disc is hurting, because they won't let me in for like 5 weeks to get this shot.
Yeah.
So it sucks. Mm. But quarantine life?
It's not that bad, actually. I'm an essential and I have to work. Like, we're forced to, unless I get the coronavirus. But I'd rather work anyway. But sometimes I'd rather lay around and watch TV all day. You know, I mean, make TikToks.
But yeah. I haven't played any video games. This is weird for me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to maybe start playing some of those. Anyway. So.
Fuck.
Doug.
Yeah.
How are you going to weird me out today?
Well, let's see. Me coughing is one of them. A friend of mine who owns a bunch of cats, I was talking to her about our cat being in heat and we need to get her fixed, but they're not doing that type of surgery right now.
Yeah, my vet keeps texting me for Balto, like, I'm sorry, I'm not scheduling an appointment.
Yeah. But it's weird. And like, my friends, like, if the cat's in... Terry's trying to call me. Are you there?
Yeah.
For some reason, Terry's trying to call me. He knows you're on the phone with me. Anyway, she told us to take a slipper or an old shoe and rub it on the cat's behind. And I'm like, I'm not going anywhere near that cat's ass. I'm just not into that.
What is that supposed to do?
It's supposed to calm him down and make him like good. Yeah.
Oh my God, my friend's cats are in terrible heat. I'm going to do that the next time, I think.
It's just weird to me. But, yeah, it's like I'm molesting the cat. Yeah. That's what I feel like. It's kind of like when I have to change my nephew or niece's diaper. I'm like, I really don't want to touch you to clean you. And it sucks that I have to do this.
I know.
You know, I'm like, ugh. But
that's what I'm like. When I have kids, I'm going to be like, oh, gosh. But I've changed my brother's diapers and stuff when he was a baby. I remember doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So how are you going to weird me out today, Doug?
That is how I'm going to weird you out.
Oh, about your cat?
Yeah, the cat's ass. How are you going to weird me out? Or is that supposed to be done later on in the episode?
What?
I don't know. I'm just going by the questions here. Let's see.
No, I'm going to weird you out today by talking to you about strange diseases. So we're in COVID-19, obviously. So I was just thinking, like, what are some other super weird diseases? So I didn't want to do, like, pandemics or anything, and I know I talked about the plague one week. But these are just a couple of mystery diseases that are super rare. And this is a CNN Health article, is where I got this from. It looks really old, but I'm going to roll with it. So the first one on this list is something called Morgellons disease. So according to the I don't know if it's Morgellon or Morgellon. What do you like better? Gellon or Gellon? Go with Gellon, Morgellon.
Yeah.
Alright, so according to the Morgellon Research Foundation, crawling, biting, and stinging sensations and the emergence of strange blue, black, or red fibers from the skin characterize this disease that nearly 14,000 people suffer from. It's often accompanied by exhaustion, short-term memory loss, and changes in vision. The condition was named Morgellons in 2002 by a mother who believed her 2-year-old son was suffering from the disease. There is much debate over whether or not the condition actually exists. In March 2008, the Journal of Dermatologic Therapy reported that most doctors believe it to be a form of delusion in which sufferers falsely believe they are infected with parasites. The fibers in the skin are also thought to be textile-based, picked up by oozing scabs resulting from more common conditions such as eczema or scabies. So basically, they think it's a like mental delusion, but there's people who insist that it's a real disease.
That is weird. That is weird.
I know. Okay, so this next one is called Progeria. Progeria. Progeria is a congenital, meaning a defect or damage to a fetus disease. So this happens during birth. Sufferers of this fatal illness have a striking appearance resembling premature aging, but die at an average age of 13. Profound growth delays begin at between 9 and 24 months, leading to abnormal facial development, such as a disproportionately small face, bulging eyes, underdeveloped jaw, and by the age of 2, all hair is lost. The U.S. National Organization of Rare Disorders say sufferers eventually lose the layer of fat beneath the skin, and then elasticity is lost in the artery walls, leading to fatal heart disease. And just like a weird thing before I read the rest of them, I found out when I was looking this stuff up that the last day of February, so my birthday, is also like National Rare Disease Day, which is weird.
You know, I've never actually met anybody or seen anybody that had a deformity like that, but I've seen pictures and read articles.
Yeah. I don't know anyone that has, like, a crazy physical deformity like that. I did know a kid when I was younger who, it wasn't a deformity, but he got his hand chopped off in a meat grinder. Which was crazy when he was a kid, he was this little kid, that Latino boy that lived next door at his parents in the, like, grocery store. That Latino grocery store. Okay, so the third one is called a water allergy. So, known to have only ever affected 30 people, water allergy or aquagenic urticaria is extremely rare, but its existence has been confirmed by the Medical Review Board. Sufferers appear to be allergic to water. It usually occurs late in life and is often thought as a consequence of a hormonal imbalance brought about by giving birth. A case emerged in the UK, leaving a 21-year-old mother unable to drink water or get caught in the rain because her skin develops a painful burning rash. She can shower for a maximum of 10 seconds per week and can only drink Diet Coke. It is not strictly an allergy, but a hypersensitivity to the ions found in non-distilled water. That's insane.
That is insane. Like, because our bodies are made up of, like, mostly water. So she'd be allergic to herself.
Like, I don't know. I guess the ions in the water that you drink is different from what's in your body. I don't know. It's pretty weird. Okay. So the next one is called foreign accent syndrome.
Okay.
Sufferers of foreign accent syndrome inexplicably find themselves talking in an unrecognizable dialect. Only 60 cases have ever been reported. Doctors initially dismissed it as a psychiatric problem, but in 2002, Oxford University scientists discovered that sufferers shared the same brain abnormalities, which led to changes in speech pitch, lengthening of vowel sounds, and other irregularities. According to the Journal of Neurolinguistics, sufferers don't necessarily have to be exposed to the accent they adopt. Their new voice is not strictly speaking a foreign accent, but the changes in speech often bear a striking resemblance to other world accents. The first case concerned a Norwegian woman in 1941 who developed a strong German accent and was ostracized from her community. I've heard of that one before.
That's bloody weird, bloke.
What the bloody hell is going on?
I know.
Why am I talking like this?
I don't know. It's just a natural response.
Okay, so this next one is called the laughing death. Laughing death, more commonly known as Kuru, was exclusive to the tribal four people of New Guinea. This disease, which was characterized by sudden bursts of maniacal laughter, hit the headlines in the 1950s and drew in doctors from around the world. U.S. and Australian physicians observed men and women with shaking lips, which subsided with rest, but a month to 3 months later, sufferers would be in display and stumble, lose the ability to stand, become cross-eyed, and lose the power of coherent speech before eventually dying. Jesus. The National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke reported that tests on the deceased showed death had been caused by the emergence of holes in the brain, known as switch achievement. Eventually, the U.S. physician, Carlton Godjewski, worked out that the infection was being passed on through the village custom of eating family members after death. Ew. When cannibalism was eliminated, the epidemic came to an end. In 1976, Godjewski was awarded the Nobel Prize for his work. All right, there's only three more left. Okay, so this next one is called FOP. Fibrodysplasia ossificans progressiva.
Whoa. Yeah, that just sounds bad.
FOP. In 1938, when American Harry Eastlack was 5 years old, he broke his leg. The fracture didn't set properly. His hip and knee stiffened up, and bizarrely, bone growth developed on the muscles of his thigh. By his mid-20s, the vertebrae of his back had begun to fuse together. When he died at age 39 in 1973, he was only able to move his lips. He suffered from FOP, a rare disease affecting some 1 in 2 million people, in which the body's tendons and ligaments undergo a strange metamorphosis, essentially a transformation into bone. The condition is congenital and characterized by a malformation of the big toe that is present at birth. Eastlack donated his skeleton to research of the disease, and it is on display at the Meter Museum in Philadelphia. The International FOP Association continues to research this extremely rare condition. This one is called Alice in Wonderland Syndrome. According to the Oxford Handbook of Clinical Medicine, Sufferers with Alice in Wonderland syndrome perceived objects as being far smaller than they are. That's hilarious.
Damn.
The condition, also known as micropesia or lilliputsite, can also affect the sense of hearing, touch, and perception of one's own body image. The syndrome is associated with migraine headaches and named after Lewis Carroll's Alice Adventures in Wonderland, in which Alice goes through many bizarre experiences similar to those which might be experienced by a micropesia sufferer. The fact that Carroll suffered from migraines is well documented, and some speculate that his suffering may have prompted many passages in the work. Alright, the last...
That one's kind of fucked up because, like, no matter how well endowed her husband is, he's going to look like he has a tiny weenie all the time.
Sorry, this one is called Porphyria. Wow. Purple urine and feces make Porphyria infamous, as does the fact that the Mad King, George III, may have suffered from it. Porphyria leads to complications in the production of heme, a protein vital to red blood cells, and affects the skin and nervous system. Attacks lead to abdominal pain, stomach cramps, nausea, vomiting, and constipation. Toxins resulting from the heme production affects the coloring of other areas, especially after supposed exposure to sunlight. Mary Queen of Scots, Vincent van Gogh, and King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon may have suffered from this disease. Okay, sorry, there was two more and I didn't realize it. Okay, so this one's called Pica. The magpie, Latin name Pica, will eat anything, and so will sufferers of Pica syndrome. Almost always pregnant women or children, sufferers develop an appetite for non-nutritive substances such as paint, clay, plaster, or dirt, or alternatively items that are more commonly considered to be food ingredients, such as raw rice, flour, or salt. It can only be considered pica if the appetite persists for over a month and the sufferer is of an age where eating these objects is considered developmentally inappropriate. Medical researchers have tenuously linked pica with mineral deficiency, but according to the National Organization of Rare Disorders, experts have yet to nail down a real firm cause or cure for this strange disorder. All right, so the last one is called Mobius syndrome. Mobius is an extremely rare genetic... Wow, can't read. Mobius is extremely rare, genetic, and characterized by complete facial paralysis. Sufferers cannot close their eyes, look from side to side, or form any facial expression. Limb abnormalities, such as clubbed feet and missing fingers, are also usually present. According to the Mobius Syndrome Foundation, most cases are isolated with no notable family history, and sufferers go on to lead long and healthy lives. Family members often learn to recognize body language, posture, and vocal tone as communications of emotion, and sometimes claim they forget the person has facial paralysis altogether. And that are 10 history diseases that you've never heard of.
Keep talking.
So, are you going to talk about Disney and Pixar today? Or are you saving that for another one?
We are going to talk about Disney and Pixar.
Huh?
We're going to talk about the Disney and the Pixar.
Awesome. Let's hear it.
Yeah, my phone is on 10% battery, so I was trying to get it plugged in before all this came up, but hopefully it'll last. Let's see. It's no wonder that the Disney Pixar animators would have fun hiding things in their different movies. So let's talk about the Disney Pixar Easter egg. Number one is Toy Story's Andy. He knows Up, Carl, and Ellie.
Does he?
Yeah.
Cute.
I know.
I guess they're neighbors?
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, like they're in the neighborhood and stuff like that, but they, like, I think they're in Toy Story 2, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three. Maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, there's so many Toy Stories now, I don't know. Second one is Rapunzel and Flynn make a cameo in Frozen. I remember that too. Number three, are you still there?
I'm here.
Number three, Boo gives Sully a Nemo toy in Monsters, Inc.
I actually do remember that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I remember that. Like, I remember being young and, like, seeing that.
Yeah, I've never seen Monsters, Inc.
What?
No, I've never seen it.
That's a good one.
I know, right? And I've never seen it. I need to watch it.
It's so good.
Number four, the code A113 appears in numerous films.
Oh, that's weird. I wonder what it means.
I don't know. Number five, the Pizza Planet truck appears in multiple Pixar films. Number six, A Bug's Life book story book is read by Mrs. Potato Head in Toy Story 2.
That's cute as shit. It makes me want to watch all the Pixar movies on Disney Plus to, like, pick these out.
I know, right? Number eight, or no, I'm sorry, number seven, Hidden City Cafe close to the Pixar Studios is shown in Monsters, Inc.
Okay, yeah, they do have, like, a whole town. They, like, walk you through their town in Monsters, Inc.
Yeah. Number eight, Sully appears on a wood carving in Brave.
Now, I've never seen Brave.
Yeah, I've seen Brave. That was good.
It was it? I'm going to watch that.
Yeah, it was really good. I liked it. Number nine, Doug, the dog from Up, can be seen as a shadow in Ratatouille.
Aww.
Number 10, Bug's Life characters, also known... show up in Toy Story.
Okay.
Yeah, when they're in the grass and stuff. Okay. Number 11, Toys Stories Jesse can be seen on the floor in Monsters, Inc.
That's cute. Like, I'm about to go watch Disney Plus right now and check these out. All right. So, you know, Terry always has to make us do a quote of the week.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to do this quote of the week. Change does not roll in on the wheels of inevitability, but comes through continuous struggle. And so, we must straighten our backs and work for our freedom. A man can't ride you unless your back is dead. Martin Luther King.
Oh, okay. That's the quote of the day.
So, I'm going to be Terry now.
Okay.
This is OTB Podcast. Follow OTBP on Facebook at OTBPP or Facebook.com/OTBPE. You can also follow the podcast Instagram at OffBeatPath. Follow Stacey Ubeck, that's me, on Snapchat at ACH with two Y's. Follow Terry Miller on Instagram and Twitter at TerryMiller91 and on TikTok at Terry Clay Miller Jr. Follow Paul on TikTok at Douglas Park Stephens. This has been a production of Claywater Productions. Listen to our other podcasts, Top, T. Tyler, Paul Douglas, Kind of a Big Deal, and of course, Off the Beaten Path. You can listen to all of our podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spreaker, and iHeartRadio. Stay true and stay weird.
Bye. Bye.
This has been a production of Claywater Media. Check out Tackled, Kind of a Big Deal, Off the Beat Math Podcast, and Carpool Podcast. Anywhere that you enjoy listening to podcasts.